leicht.
It's a filthy night. You should come in.
My husband, he's badly hurt at the gates. Can you help me?
Yes, yes, of course. Let me get my coat. Would you like a brolly?
No, no, it doesn't matter. Oh, please, hurry.
Oh, filthy night. What happened?
We were driving. There was an accident. No, we were forced off the road. My husband.
Where is he?
He was here. I left him right here.
Perhaps he went to find shelter?
No, he couldn't. He wasn't breathing.
Could he have gone back to your car? Which is where, by the way?
It was on the verge. Where's it gone?
That may be your answer. Your husband felt better, got up and drove it away.
No, I'd have heard, and no, he wouldn't leave me. I think someone tried to kill us.
With a similar issue inside the castle. You see, there has just been a murder, and I'm afraid that sounds like...
Like there's been another?
Huh.
What's going on here?
I'm not sure. Would you like to investigate?
Yes. That's probably a very good idea.
Come along, then. Hey, I'm Franz, by the way. Franz Kafka. And you?
Malone. Melody Malone.
Sheridan Houseman, consulting detective, R.I.P.
Serves the fella right for smoking a pipe.
Do pipes usually do that?
No, Thelma. Pipes do not, as a rule, explode.
Billy, it's okay.
You should probably take that animal out of here before it starts eating the evidence.
Hey, don't be rude. He's probably sniffed out more clues than your toughy nose.
Brat.
Some civility, please. Poor Sissy got an awful shock. She's in the study with a stiff scotch.
Where's that other stiff, the vicar?
We were moving Father Chester back to his room while you... What were you doing?
Checking the doors.
We emptied the bathtub, too.
Thanks for your help, by the way.
Now, who's this, letting themselves in?
Hello. We had an accident. Franz said it would be all right if I came in.
Oh, well, if Franz says it's all right...
Shh, Simon. Hello. You must be the infamous Melody Malone.
You're expecting me, Miss...
The Million. I recognize your outfit. The fedora, the trench coat, the décolletage.
Not another amateur.
Oh, you're soaked. Let me take your things.
Thank you.
There's a fire in the hearth.
And a body on the dining table.
Yeah, just happened. Hi, I'm Thelma Sketch. This is Billy, the investigating dog.
Of course he is.
Lord Simon Whist, apologies. We're a little on edge, as you might expect, given our colleague's condition.
Who was he?
Sheridan Houseman. You know, private detective over in Bloomsbury. Said he was on the verge of a breakthrough, about to crack the case.
What case?
Oh, Sissy. Oh, she's a marvel. Two corpses, yet the muffins are on time.
Afternoon tea. Then the real detecting work begins. What do you say, Samantha?
I say don't be so familiar. It's Miss Vermilion to you.
4 o'clock, but it's dark outside.
Oh, you want to go out, Billy?
Do join us when you've dried off.
And the body?
Leave it till later. After all, he's not going anywhere.
How are you, Sissy?
Bearing up, miss. Thank you. I don't know if any of you knew, but I reckon Mr. Houseman found the way to the attic. He was staring at that grandfather clock. Then he...
Miss Sketch has taken her mutt for a walk around the grounds. Damn thing's incontinent, if you ask me.
Nobody did.
Tea, sir?
Milk first. We're not savages. When can we expect something more substantial?
Dinner's still at 6, sir.
Nothing whets the appetite like a brace of murders before supper.
Off you go, then. No need to hang around like limp lettuce.
No, sir. Sorry, sir.
Don't overcook the salmon.
Do you have to take that tone?
Doesn't do to let staff get sloppy. They need chivying or standard slip. What do you make of our newcomer, Melody Malone?
She has quite a reputation.
Don't we all? Clearly, our host wants the cream of our vocation. Put our heads together, we'll work out why we're here.
We know why, don't we?
It's to our significant advantage. That's all the invitation said. Then again, now we know the prize, the fewer to split it, the better. You and I, Samantha...
Oh, don't start. Faded aristocracy, my boat does not float.
Too good for me, eh? I hear different. Rumour has it your roots are humble indeed.
Well, if I listened to every rumour in high society, I'd be wondering why you were here at all.
Why? What are they saying?
More tea, Lord Simon.
Feeling less drenched, Miss Malone?
France, where did you vanish to?
I'm not one for company. The castle has a very well-appointed library.
The late Mr. Houseman has a card in his pocket. We all had the same invitation. Handwritten envelopes.
What do you think happened to him?
Isn't it obvious? His pipe was rigged to explode. Cordite is a propellant. Rather old-fashioned.
Is it?
I take it we're all here for the same reason.
That's why you were driving to the castle. You and your husband were invited.
Oh, my husband. Yes. Where is he?
You don't recall?
My memory of arriving is strangely fuzzy. The castle looked familiar from outside.
There are architects all across Europe with a flair for the Gothic.
So we're on Earth, at least.
What a curious observation to make.
Yes. I don't know why I said it.
You mentioned an accident. Perhaps you are still a little dazed. But yes, everyone had the same invitation. And on the mantel, another envelope for each guest.
And there's mine.
Oh, allow me. To Melody Malone and partner, welcome. You and your fellows assemble for one purpose, to enjoy the estate of the castle and solve the mystery before everyone dies. The deeds to the house are aloft. There is one way to win and many ways to lose. Time will tell. Tea at 4, dinner at 6. I believe you all have the same instructions.
Isn't it rude to read other people's letters?
I apologize. I am only here to assist.
Oh, how many more for dinner, I wonder?
Good evening, sir. Are you expected?
But of course. Wherever foul deeds and murder are afoot, au regard, Dante is expected.
Oh, Lord. Who invited Napoleon?
Captain Bartholomew!
My valise.
Yes, sir!
Dante's arrival has roused the whole household. This is Captain Duffy Bartholomew, my invaluable aide-de-camp.
Not sure he needs any help in that department.
Follow me, Captain. Second floor guest rooms.
Thanks, miss. I'll lay out your suit for dinner, sir. What brings you here, Monsieur Dante?
Inspector Dante. I was invited, of course.
Remind us, which force are you with?
Dante assists Interpol on many cases. The stolen statuettes of Seville, the missing medallion of Monte Carlo, and, bien sûr, the purloined pearls of Paris. An affair you are not unfamiliar with, Miss Vermilion.
Nothing was proven.
Still, a pleasure to meet you, mademoiselle. And you, Lord Salmon Whist, the famous gentleman detective. And Melody Malone, you are something very special indeed.
Charmed, Inspector.
Do not fear. Once Dante applies his notorious neurons, the mystery is solved. Tout suite. Dante learns nothing from this corpse. The pipe held clues, but alas, it is destroyed.
So you're as stumped as the rest of us. Is that what you're saying?
No. Without new evidence, we examine again the facts.
One thing we know, we were all invited here for a reason.
With a big enough prize to set us at odds. This place is worth a fortune.
I'm sure you've all considered the possibility that the deeds are a bluff. Bait. There could be a whole other purpose. Something we have in common, or something we know.
Maybe someone just thought it would be neat to shut us in this spooky old house and pick us off, one by one.
Exactly. Houseman wasn't the first.
The unfortunate Father Chester. What happened to him?
Drowned in his bath. At first, we thought the poor chap dozed off.
Then Billy sniffed out an empty bottle of sleeping draft under the tub. Who's a clever boy?
Which was the Reverend's room?
Third floor landing, second bedroom on the right. We put him back there. Would you like to take a look, Inspector?
We all should. We've a collection of brilliant minds here. If everyone applies themselves, then we'll find an answer.
Lost something, Melody? Of course. Oh, your luggage. Don't worry. You can borrow something daring for dinner.
Thanks. My things are almost dry. I'll catch you up.
What makes us happiest? No books at all? Or only the kind we'd write ourselves? Ah. Burn them. Burn them all.
You're missing all the action. Oh. Whenever I turn around, you've slipped away.
I prefer my own company.
I suppose the famous writer feels more at home among the books.
Me? I am an insurance assessor. Writing seems such an empty pursuit.
I'm getting the strangest feeling, Mr. Kafka.
Really, Miss Malone? Do tell.
I've the oddest sense that we are the only people here. I know about you, the others. They're familiar, but they don't seem quite real. Does that sound insane?
An interesting philosophical point. How real is the world to anyone? We can never truly know another's experience. Aren't we all simply players in each other's stories?
I'm far too sober for philosophy. Besides, I found something concrete in my coat.
Fascinating. A tool of some description.
You could say that.
My, how extraordinary. What is it?
A sonic trowel used in archaeology. How do I know that?
Are you certain who you are, Miss Malone? A detective who dreams of being an archaeologist? Or vice versa, perhaps?
I'm trying to remember. Where's my husband? Why am I really here? Why are any of us here?
You see? Philosophy is unavoidable.
But we've no time for it. Come on!
What the devil?
Along here! Find him, Billy!
Is everyone here? Franz! He was right behind me.
Franz who? We are all accounted for, are we not?
Not quite. Here!
The trophy room! This way!
My gosh!
Be careful. Don't touch anything.
Bartholomew! My man!
Wait, Inspector! There's a wire tied to the gun.
Somebody propped a rifle on those antlers.
The moose is revenge, huh?
Don't worry, ladies. I can disable it.
Where were you all when the shot was fired? Answer!
I was with you, Inspector, in the parlor.
I was having 40 winks, not a crime, is it?
I was upstairs in the library, but I don't think that matters. The wire's attached to something on the billiard table. An alarm clock. Set for the total opposite of a wake-up call.
Oh, forget the alibis, then.
Detective basics. Opportunities wide open. Back to motive.
Now, whoever did this, Dante, what brings the devil to justice? Good night, mon capitaine.
Who'd want to kill the chap? He's only just arrived. And without wishing to sound callous, he is only a valet.
Oh, you might not wish to, Simon dear, but you do.
Maybe he was a threat. Perhaps he knew something already. I said there could be another reason we're here. How about blackmail?
What?
Also on the billiard table. Folders. Our names written on them, but empty. Which suggests Captain Bartholomew was in possession of information.
I knew it. Never trust a valet.
Inspector, you were his employer. You might know...
No! I will not hear of it. You accuse me? Why do you point fingers all of a sudden, madame? To Dante's brilliant mind, this scenario can be enacted only by a person with an accomplice. An accomplice who is conveniently missing. Where is your husband, Melody Malone?
Wait a minute.
It's a fair point. Your invitation was for two.
How do you know?
I read it while your coat was drying.
All right. I understand suspicion. People are dying. But I think someone killed my husband, too.
We've only got your word for that. See? Billy knows something's not right.
Describe him.
Sure. He's a Great Dane, crossed with sheepdog, crossed with bloodhound.
I mean, Miss Malone should describe her husband.
It's tricky.
Young? Old? Tall? Short?
Yes, in a way.
Zut alors, this cannot be so difficile.
The inspector's onto something. How do we know she even arrived when she says? I mean, maybe she's been hiding out the whole time. Killed Father Chester, Mr. Houseman, and maybe more.
No. I will not have Miss Malone's integrity questioned.
That's bugging me, too. I mean, how is she a miss if she's married?
It's not unheard of for the fairer sex to use a convenient alias for business purposes. Am I right, Melody?
Oh, how quickly your fences shift, Lord Simon.
I can defend myself. But they're right. Everyone's a suspect when inquiries begin. So let's question everyone. Where's Franz?
Dinner.
As aggressors do require nourishment. Come, let us eat.
Thank you, Simon. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Birds of a feather stick together, eh? Those of us with class and breeding. Who's this Dante fellow think he is taking over? Everyone was getting along famously before.
Apart from all the murders, yes.
Neat. We were getting hungry, weren't we, Billy?
So, nobody's lost their appetite? We're all happy having dinner? This is all perfectly normal?
My dear, when you've been in the murder business as long as I have, you learn no crimes are solved on an empty stomach.
Oh, fine, fine. Just checking.
Soup of the day is leek and potato. Rolls, fresh from the oven.
They smell divine, Sissy darling.
Oh, thank you, miss.
Monsieur Whist is correct. The brain requires fuel to solve a mystery. You must know this too, Melody, yes? As a famous private investigator in New Orleans? Or was it New York?
I work everywhere.
Oh, you must tell me about your arrangements. I'd love to branch out to the Americas.
Hey, don't want you guys muscling in on my territory.
Thank you, Sissy.
I say, pass the pepper, would you?
Oh!
Mind out, it's all over us.
dash silly girl.
So sorry, sir. Oh, sorry, miss.
It was an accident. Don't worry. I've another gown just the same.
In scarlet?
But of course.
Well, I haven't. Cummerbund's ruin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Oh. I'll fetch a cloth.
No, there's no need.
Do you treat all your staff that way, Lord Simon? I imagine they're relieved when you dine away from home. Which is where, incidentally?
Manners being refurbished.
We might be used to this kind of thing, but Sissy must be having a frightful time.
Hey, Billy, there you go.
I do not like that animal at my table.
I'd rather him than you.
Oh, dash it all. Mm. I have to serve myself.
Mm. Oh, it's quite delicious, actually.
I know what's been niggling me ever since we sat down. Who moved the body?
What?
Sheridan Houseman. None of us moved him, so where did he... Thelma? Thelma, what's the matter? Thelma?
She's talking!
Oh, no. She's dead. Poisoned.
Think I'll pass on the soup.
Don't let that dog get away.
I'll go after him.
Why? You think the animal knows something?
It ate from her plate. The bread. It could be poisoned.
I know who's behind this. That simpering housekeeper. Chase Great Danes and Red Herrings, Melody. I'm catching the real culprit.
Quite right. Seigneur Salmon. What for dente?
What did you know, Thelma Sketch? Too much or too little? Don't go anywhere, will you? I have a prime suspect question, and no one else has noticed.
Melody? I heard the commotion.
Didn't fancy dinner? You did well to avoid the soup.
Oh, tasteless.
Worse. Thelma's dead. You didn't see her dog by any chance.
I saw nothing.
Huh. Third floor landing. Second bedroom. But empty.
What's that, Melody?
I'm missing another body. To lose one may be misfortune, but how many more? What's above us?
Only the attic. Strangely, there seems to be no way into it.
And what is that?
Woodworm?
Sissy!
We've got her now, Dante! Trapped!
I should stop them before they do something stupid. France, would you... Back to your books? The library can wait. Kitchens are more lethal.
Inspector, I don't know nothing about any of it.
Who made the soup?
I did.
The girl, confessies.
But I left it warming while I set the places.
What's going on here?
I got an invite. Offered me a job waiting on you lot. Then I found another letter for me in here about the castle, the deeds. But I don't know anything.
It's all right, Sissy.
No, it's not. She poisoned us. Poisoned us all.
Oh, don't be an idiot. We're not dead, are we?
I suppose not.
Shall we calm down and make a proper search of the kitchen? Find clues to what actually happened?
Very well. I'll start on the cupboards. You take that side, Dante, by the oven. Oh,
sit down, Sissy, please.
Oh, thank you kindly, miss. I didn't do it.
Of course. We know that. I know.
Found something, Inspector.
Yeah, burnt in the stove. Remember the folders by poor Bartholomew?
These are the contents. What's left of them? Ashes, papers.
And photographs of you, Miss Vermilion. In flagrante!
Stealing the pearls of Paris. You said there was never any proof. Here it is.
How?
And these papers, accounts, letters.
Let me see.
Of course. The below stairs mob in cahoots. Housekeeper and valet.
Is that Billy?
Oh, he was fine, running around the conservatory.
So it wasn't the bread or the soup. The pot wasn't poisoned, only Thelma's bowl. The crime wasn't committed in the kitchen.
This is logical.
No one has alibis while the table was set.
It could still be any one of us.
Or an accomplice. Consider again the motive.
The castle, of course.
Really? I'm leaning more towards Melody's theory. Thelma was first in the trophy room. If she found the blackmail papers, she gained leverage.
Ha! You've just incriminated yourself.
Not just me. These are the accounts of Lord Simon Whist, apparently penniless with vast gambling debts.
You can go off a girl, you know.
I've got pages from Sheridan Houseman's notebook, admitting to sending the wrong man to the gallows, and a letter, a journalist accusing Thelma Sketch of being in cahoots with every fairground owner in the Midwest. She's a fraud. What have you there, Inspector?
Mariage certificates. Mon Dieu, the priest was a bigamist.
Something on everyone.
What about you, Miss Malone, since we're sharing?
Well, some evidence may be burnt beyond... Oh, the shelf! Miss Vermilion, look out!
Miss! I've got you!
Down! Behind the table!
Good Lord! Were those carving knives on springs?
Shelf knocks you down. Kitchen implements make sure you don't get up. Oh! Rigged! With wires and a pulley. Planned and premeditated. Like the gun, the pipe, and the bowl. Huh. Odd. The wall's hollow here.
Premeditated, yes. And in this case, avoidable. Aha!
Aha what, Lord Salmon?
Surely the great detective sees through her obvious ruse. Vermilion set this up to divert suspicion.
Oh, ridiculous! Oh,
the intended victim can't be the murderer. Course they can. Oldest trick in the book.
Make your mind up. First Sissy's trying to kill us, now it's Miss Vermilion.
Perhaps Dante has a better idea. It is both. Yes, this theory fits the facts. Accomplices, just as I said.
Exactly. Two minxes conspiring to kill us and nab the estate.
Oh, that's the green-eyed monster talking, Simon. Vermilion has better taste than to fall for your charms. Not when someone else has caught her fancy. What do you say, ladies?
I beg your pardon.
Sammy, she knows. We should tell them.
You may fool these boys, but I know flirting. Maybe you staged an attempted homicide to put you in the clear. Maybe not. But you're together. I'd say get a room if I didn't suspect you're gunning for the entire castle. Why don't you tell us the whole story?
You believe them?
Teenage sweethearts, down and out on the streets, suddenly meeting up after all these years, why not? It's no less plausible than anything else that's happened today.
They claim only to be interested in the property.
Well, if they're locked away, I can focus on the real prize. Time will tell. Of course!
What's rattled his cage? Is that really the time? Nothing about this feels right.
You doubt your instinct, Miss Malone.
My instinct tells me those two aren't killers. But I'm missing something obvious. The dog's outside, but the doors were closed. And the bodies... How did the bodies disappear?
Your cage rattles also.
To a different tune.
Where are you going?
Where does anyone find answers? The light.
Oh, sacrebleu! Monsieur Whist! Wait for Dante!
No good. None of it. No good at all.
Who done it? Mr. Kafka, in the library, with the ink pen.
You think I'm the murderer?
Why not? You're certainly playing the part. Let's talk blackmail. Bartholomew saw the folders. Then Thelma took them. But where were they from in the first place? The names on the front were handwritten. Same handwriting as the invitations. Thin and sharp, like the letters and doodles on your notepad.
Yeah, I always wanted to draw, you know.
Did you have something on everyone? Even me?
I am simply a bystander, reading books, passing time.
That's another thing. Time's moving oddly. It jumps about. The logic of who is where at any given moment. There are gaps, like missing pages. Wait, your book. Oh, the pages are blank.
The plot seemed a little thin.
Nothing makes sense here. But this reminds me...
Another memory. I do not know if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
I owned a book full of blank pages, each one pristine, waiting for a story, a blue cover, deep, dark blue, no, not just a book, a diary.
I am not sure what I should say.
Where's my husband?
I cannot answer. That question should not be asked.
Then I'll find answers myself. Chandler, Chesterton, Christie, Doyle, James. Oh, nothing under K. Only a carving. What is that? An insect?
Lord Simon thought it a beetle or wood louse.
He's been here already?
Of course. He spoke only to himself. You realize by now that none of the others see me.
Oh, well, lucky me. For someone supposed to be assisting, you're really no help at all. No, it's none of those things. It's a button. Oh, of course. A secret passage. The center of the castle. Spiral stairs like a spine running all the way through it. I bet you could reach any room in the house from here. And you have, haven't you, Franz?
It was only a matter of time before you found it. It always is.
Did Whist find a way to the attic?
Miss Malone! Anyone! Assist me! I am trapped! In the coffee room!
Downstairs, the inspector. The plight of your fellows must tear you away once again. Go, Melody Malone. Solve the mystery.
Oh, no. This time you're coming with me.
I cannot.
You say that like you have a choice.
The attic. The deeds are aloft. Why didn't I realize? Focus. Very clever. The business with the numbers and letters. Dash it all. Should have brought matches. Hello? Is someone there? Ah. There's a skylight. No, a balcony. Sounds like an infestation. It happens in these old places. I'll call in the exterminators once it's all mine.
Lord Simon Whist.
Good Lord. No. Keep back. Let me out.
No, you
can't.
This is an outrage. Dante imprisons felons, not the other way around.
Inspector!
A secret passage behind the billiard cues. Merci, madame.
Franz, wait there. What happened?
After you left, I followed Lord Whist. He was excited by that grandfather clock. When I questioned him, he locked me in here.
So he could take the prize himself. We need to get to the attic.
Wait, Melody. I am certain whatever he has discovered will soon...
Monsieur, Beauregard Dante has not made your acquaintance.
You see him? Franz Kafka's not just in my head.
Quite the opposite.
What is your interest here, sir? Who are you?
Apologies, Inspector. My understanding was that Miss Malone and I were the only real people here.
Real people? I was right.
Are you plotting? hiding in walls like a vermin. You are the murderer.
Sorry, boys. Only one way I can find the truth.
Melody, you mustn't.
By seeing it for myself. Don't get in my way, Fran.
Stop. Wait.
Assist Whist, Melody. I will restrain this villain.
It's going wrong. She mustn't see. You don't understand.
Never knew a fish knife had so many uses.
A door has two edges. If one cannot break a lock, one can simply remove hinges.
Oh, you were always so clever, Sammy.
And that's why you love me.
Can we really get away from this place?
When you've as much experience as I have breaking into boudoirs in the middle of the night, then an exit is simple. Shall we?
Worthless. All worthless.
Simon, are you all right?
Don't come any closer, please.
I heard you cry out. What happened?
Had I stayed, I might have proposed you and I join forces. They're like my detectives, like my cheese. Non-continental.
Xenophobia is not your most attractive quality. I don't think we... Simon, what are you doing?
I'm a fraud several times over. My title, my fortune, gambled away. That's what I thought, anyway. That I needed the money. I thought I needed the castle.
Enough to kill for it?
No. Perhaps. Then I learned the truth. And now, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters at all.
We're awfully high up. Come off the ledge, Simon.
I can't even get this right. My one true purpose, making a pig's ear of it.
You found the prize, didn't you? You solved the clues.
Time will tell. 6 and 4.
The times on the instructions. It all adds up to 10.
Number 10 on the grandfather clock in the hall is a Greek symbol. Did you notice?
Of course. The 10th letter of the Greek alphabet. Kappa. K.
Opens a secret door in the library. All just clever enough for us to work out. One by one.
The deeds to the estate.
Sign over to the bearer. They're in there on the floor. But it's not important anymore.
Oh, no, you don't. I decide what's important.
I don't think you do.
Did you know about this castle's vermin problem?
That creature told me the truth about reality.
A philosophizing giant beetle? Cockroach? Earwig? It's hard to pin you down.
Ungeziefer.
Oh, well, I should have realized. Friend of Mr. Kafka.
I failed! I'm sorry!
Liver, you must not be here.
What did you call me?
Nobody about. Follow me.
But what now, Sammy? We've been rumbled.
We only wanted the castle. We didn't kill anyone. That's our story. We back each other up, like the old days.
Dear heavens! What was that?
Let's find out.
I didn't do it.
Is that his lordship?
It was, Sissy. He's dead.
The scoundrel did not want to come, but I have him!
This should not be possible.
You are holding the deeds, Miss Malone.
I am. I recognize this building now. So do you, Franz.
It is somewhere I conjure easily from memory. The exterior, anyway.
St. Vitus Cathedral, Prague. This castle is your construct, isn't it? These deeds, are they what hold it together? Hey, you two!
No! You must not!
Stand still, villain!
Catch! Get away! Your story's over!
I've the papers! Does she mean it?
Yes, I do. Run! Oh, just run and live happily ever after.
We get away? It can't be that simple. We're free to live our lives?
Well, you can try. I've broken our storyteller's spell. Who knows what happens now?
I'm game if you are, Sammy.
By the gate, is that a car? Why break the habit of a lifetime? Take my hand, Sissy. Run!
Let him go.
You should not have done that.
They are gone. Escaped.
You created a fiction to hold me prisoner. Why?
It's not quite that simple, River.
You know who I am. It's coming back to me, too. You might not think these people real, but it's as you said, they believe they are. They have histories, emotions, lives. How are they any different from you and me?
Lord Simon, too. Murder most foul.
Look at Dante. He's evolved some kind of sentience, broken through your fiction. Characters in search of an author. Only the writers murdering them.
The killer must be held to account.
You know too much, River. But you do not know enough.
I threw the rules out of the window. No one's in charge now. I can do what I like.
You always could. Yes, I think perhaps you need to stop this.
Stop what?
Everything. Something's gone wrong.
Dante must apply logic to the situation. Apply the gray cells. Who is the true murderer?
All of them did it. Or none of them. You've got me trapped in a mystery. Why, Franz?
Not Monsieur Kafka alone. He had an accomplice.
Oh, this again? Oh. There's more for me to remember, isn't there?
I don't know how this happened. I don't know who he is. You did not prepare me for this.
The accomplice? It was me. I did it.
A confession. This Dante understands. Melody Malone, a murderess.
Why are the walls moving? And the floor?
The world is changing.
I know where we are. A transforming castle. A TARDIS.
The fog clears. Dante's gray cells sense how this works. Boost the telepathic connection! Don't do anything rash, Miss Malone.
He's dropped the Clouseau act. Isn't Dante part of your fiction?
He was, but now I don't know what he is. You broke the rules. Ended the mystery.
I've given control of the story to him.
This court is now in session.
There she is.
The accused will take the stand.
How did I get here? What is this place?
The shackle should give you a clue. Melody Malone, River Song, one and the same. You stand accused of the murder of numerous individuals, victims sacrificed on the altar of your monstrous ego.
Not guilty.
Changing your plea. Good, then you'll be tried.
No, I only ever shoot in self-defense.
Liar. You're no stranger to criminal proceedings. Wasn't that your excuse before, defending the universe? At your last trial?
What do you know about that?
For murdering your husband.
Inadmissible. Previous convictions cannot be evidence.
This is my courtroom. I decide what constitutes evidence.
Is that how trials are supposed to work?
It's how this one works.
Miss Song is entitled to a defense.
From you, pathetic human.
Might I say, for a judge, you're hardly impartial.
I am judge and prosecutor. Saves on salaries.
I didn't do it. I did something. Yes, I'm starting to remember.
With France's help, I constructed a story, somewhere to hide, arranged to kill these people.
Don't say it. Don't think it, River. Guilt gives him power against us. It's how he built this court.
She did it. They were as real and alive as any being. They had purpose, desires. They lived, and you ended them. See?
Yes. She did it.
I know she did it.
It's true.
She's a murderer.
I'm sorry.
An admission. Guilty!
For some reason, I never do well in court. Is it the impossible glamour? Irrepressible attitude? That unmistakable air of danger? They found me guilty last time, too.
Stop talking, please. You're still in the fiction. This is not a real trial. You, sir, are not a real judge.
Contempt of court. Get off my bed.
I do hold you in contempt. You are a pest. Vermin. Crawling into my castle through cracks.
You're more hands-on than my last brief. How much am I paying you?
What is this ridiculous wig? What hides beneath? Horns. A devil. A grotesque from the imaginings of Hieronymus Bosch.
Rude? An oil painting yourself.
I know you.
River, see the stand in front of you, the book. That is not a Bible. Remember your sonic device, huh? Remember the blank pages.
This is mine. My diary.
The chains are not real. I still have some control. This is all from my head.
Get away!
Oh, thank you, Franz. Oh, I'm back in the room. I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. This court is in contempt of itself. The trial is a farrago. You are my supposed victims. How can I possibly get a fair hearing? Come to think of it, how can I be guilty of your murder? Mr. Dante, looks like you're ready for your own inferno.
She's right. Look at him.
Oh, he's no magistrate.
He is a devil. What should good people do to the devil? Huh? Drive him out!
Yeah!
Yes!
Drive him out!
No! Get away from me!
I am glad you are yourself again. I take it your experiment is over. Where now?
You're in charge of the architecture. This spinning corridor is a good start.
A nightmare of mine. Running and running, but never arriving.
Well, how does that help us?
It's the same for him. We run from the devil in a magical thought box.
Oh, well, sounds like a typical day in the TARDIS. That's where we are, isn't it? In a psychic mindscape I got you to build. I'm still hazy on, what did you call it? My experiment?
Look in your diary. Remember.
Why was I hiding? Oh, of course, the Discordia. The Discordia might not have a tracker anymore, but there's no way they're giving up. General on my tail, and there's only one place I can go. Doctor? Good old 1920s security. Oh, marvelous. He's not here. Oh, but you are, you gorgeous thing. Right. Now, you don't mind if I borrow you. My spare key should be... Aha! In the cubbyhole over the X. Right. I'll have you back before he knows you're gone. Short hop, 1920s Baker Street to 1920s Vienna. Best keep the doctor out of it. And I don't want to throw out too much dust. Dust the Discordia would see. I needed a genius. Not just any genius, a special one. To make a bolt hole. To catch my breath, you understand? To think. To beat them. Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Kafka. Just popping a dream weaver under your pillow. I remember. I linked you to the TARDIS telepathic circuits. Set her psychic configuration to respond to your brainwaves using a dream weaver device. Oh, I'm sorry, Franz.
Even if I knew what any of that meant, apologies are not necessary. You asked for a story, I provide it.
Yeah, I was desperate.
That position has not changed. These walls are narrowing.
I hoped if I kept myself hidden, kept my conscious mind distracted, I'd think of a way to beat them. But they found us.
We are out of corridor.
This is Dante's doing. He's closing in.
Allow me. I am good at small rooms.
Yes, you took to psychic architecture like a natural. Love what you've done with the place.
I welcome the distraction, Miss Sun.
Miss Malone from now on, remember?
Of course. These books you gave me to read. These stories. I wondered, some of the dates...
Oh, don't worry about that. Were they enough? Can you do it? Create a mystery to keep me occupied?
Yes, I believe I have it. A solution elegant both in conception and application.
Good. Keep me hidden. And don't tell me the ending. I think I worked it out. The murder weapon was the truth.
Yes, and they died by their own arrangement.
You simply told them what they really were.
My accomplice did. Dante was right about that detail.
Your accomplice in the attic? Reel them in with clues, then...
How better to induce an existential crisis than via the medium of a nebulous insect horror?
Oh, I knew you were the right man.
Imagine, proof of a creator. Discovery of true purpose. To know that by dying, you fulfill an ordained destiny.
Enlightenment followed by muffins and assisted murder. I can see how it comes across a little heartless. We know they're fictional, but they didn't.
They are granted a luxury we never have. When my time comes, and it will come soon, how satisfying to discover life has meaning. It might somehow make it all worthwhile.
It's no use thinking you're on a journey to some greater purpose. Better to live like the journey is the purpose.
Who said that?
My husband. Or a fortune cookie. It's hard to tell apart sometimes. My money's on the slow boat in Bermondsey.
We span our mystery many times over. Beautifully. You remained safe and unaware. I observed in the library. Whist, Hausmann, Vermilion, they and many more like them, died again and again. I wrote in clues, motives, false leads. Sometimes you found my character notes, but this time around, things went awry.
When Dante took a starring role.
Professor Stone, it's over.
No use prolonging this. Time to face our demon. Come in, then. Let's see what you've got.
First, the condemned woman needs a cell.
Well, is this supposed to scare me? I've escaped worse.
He's too powerful. He is pulling ideas from my head.
Silence, human, while I break your mind.
Leave him!
I've really got a handle on this place now. Retro-engineered telepathic powers, you see? Never been interested before, but now I don't even have to be here when I kill you.
Your inspector was quite a performance. I didn't think the Discordia had a sense of humor.
I evolved one. Went back and brainwiped Mr. Christie, was it?
You lot. Bulls in the china shop of space-time. Can't help yourselves. Let Franz go.
Not while I'm using him. Pulling building blocks from his mind. You made a monkey out of Melek, but I'm different. Discordia through and through. General Dante, at your displeasure. Bring the machine!
Sorry. The execution machine is also from my imagination.
I know. I've read the story.
And here's my executioner. Strap her in.
Who are you? Strong and silent type, huh?
The sentence is death.
Sentence? Words? Letters? Letter to you.
Well, if you're executing me, at least have the nerve to look me in the eye. Take off that hood.
I presume this is how it works. I kill you in the story, you die in real life.
Letter from you, from the execution. River, I met them. Will meet them. Curls, disarming smile, hypnotic eyes, rapier whip.
Gone mad, have you? It happens. I'm done with you, little man. Think I'll change your state of evolution.
Friend, what did you say?
Sorry, River. I am dying.
Mr. Kafka? Where on earth did that cabinet come from? Oh, I'll fetch sister.
Is it me under that hood? Is that what you meant, Franz? Oh, damn it. I did work out how to beat them. I'm brilliant even when I don't know I'm being brilliant. It could work. Trap the Discordia inside a fiction, outside space-time. Only I've been too clever. I snared myself.
Pull the lever. Execute her. What's happening to my cell? The walls. River, you are saving the machine. The way out. All else the executioner destroys. Into the void! No! You can't beat me! I'm winning! I call every beast, every hybrid, every misbegotten creature Kafka imagines! Anger! Isolation! Confusion! Obstruction! No! You cannot shut me out!
I think we just did! That's how you beat a devil! Throw Kafka's imagination at it! Now, time for me to... Wake up! I'm back in... The TARDIS.
General Dante, I almost had her. Someone threw me out. Get these palace off me. Cancel the telepathy, reverse it. Try, General. I can't control the power output. Catastrophic psionic feedback. Did something go wrong, General? That hurt. Oh, I'll get her. Staunch everything she's ever touched. Earth, that planet, was it called Gallifrey? We looked. We couldn't find it. Alfred, get in there. I sense something about her location. A ship. A time ship. Analyze whatever's left. Locate its temporal trail. I want all efforts focused on River Song. General, rip time apart. Change history everywhere she set foot. Kill the witnesses, change their past, annihilate their future. I want Professor Song found and made to pay. General Dante? What? To commit the fleet to an operation. Something on this scale. Should we inform the Emperor? The Emperor. If we must.
Ah, River. I was right. It was extremely diverting.
Has someone been here?
Oh, only the executioner. How odd that I should suddenly remember a conversation I hadn't yet had.
Oh, for me, that's a slow Monday morning.
I met him just now. He told me he had borrowed...
He? I thought it was me under that hood. Past me or future me, springing the trap.
Oh, no. Definitely he. He was worried about you and his TARDIS, ridiculous name. Anyway, he said he borrowed a biplane from Cricklewood Aerodrome to get here.
What?
He dismantled that Dreamweaver, went back to your box to dispose of it. Something about Zero Room?
Oh, no.
He said he'd cleared the ship's memory buffers, flushed out the gremlins, caused a catastrophic psionic feedback for whoever was hacking the telepathic circuits. I must say he's as fluent in gibberish as you. But he seemed to know what he was doing.
Oh, he always seems to, yes. Oh, Doctor, you ruined everything. Who done it? Oh, you did. You broke my trap.
He wondered why you'd steal his ship and link it to my dying mind. That's why I'm special, isn't it? Why you chose me. It wasn't just any mind you needed, but one that was dying. That's the real me, in the bed.
If I'd managed to lure in the Discordia... Trapped them as you died. That could have been the end of them.
A cage in search of a bird. But now, I am just an echo fading away.
Are you comfortable?
As I can be. Was this all a dream?
You mean just today? Or life in general?
How can we tell? The sick man in the bed, is that me? Or am I me? If we believe we are, that makes us real.
Even characters in stories.
Oh, we are all characters in other people's stories.
I used you. I can see how it comes across a little heartless.
I am a dying man who dreamed he is alive. Or vice versa.
What things I have seen.
I should go. General Dante will find us. I tried to keep the doctor away, but now he's bang in the middle. Franz? The echo faded. Thank you, Mr. Kafka.
I don't know who brought it in, sister. Oh, it's gone.
Never mind that now. Your friend is very sick, Mr. Broad.
Perhaps he's making his fever dreams manifest in reality. I wouldn't put it past him.
It was here, as solid as anything. Did you hear something just now?
I said never mind, nurse. He's near the end. Miss Dora is on her way.
And I must decide. He has asked that all his writings be burnt, you know. Everything. But the world should know his genius.
I'm sure you'll do whatever's right, sir.
Whatever's right. Yes. Do we let the writer decide the end of the story? Or...
You have been listening to The Diary of River Song, Who Done It? By Matt Fitton. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Dante, Nicholas Asprey, Franz Kafka, Samsa, Tim Bentinck, Vermilion, Alex Tregear, Lord Simon Whist, Captain Bartholomew, Discordia Underling, Christopher Naylor, Sissy, Thelma Sketch, Siobhan Marks. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, John Dorney. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.